Module C, Unit 1, page 97.
Part 1. Access to information from written texts, 70 points. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 8. Milo, the robotic child.
Brian, a 7-year-old boy, is standing alone. He is not able to interact with the other children. He is one of a growing number of children who suffer from autism. These children have difficulty communicating with other people. They don't respond when they are called by name and avoid eye contact. As a result, they have no friends and become isolated. Pamela Rollins, a specialist in communication disorders, found out that many of these children are very good at technology. Based on this information, Robokind, a U.S. robotic company, created Milo, a small, charming robot. They believed that Milo would help autistic children to be more responsive, and they were right. Autistic children's faces light up when they see Milo. They love to play with it. Milo resembles a human child. It can perform basic functions such as walking, moving its hands, and talking. It can also express different feelings like sadness, happiness, or fear. Milo expresses these emotions while interacting with the child. In this way, the child learns to identify emotions, say therapists who follow the children's progress. As opposed to human beings, who don't always control how fast they talk, Milo has the ability to speak slowly. In addition, autistic children need a lot of repetition. This may frustrate human beings, but Milo doesn't show any feelings of frustration when it has to say things again and again. These are the reasons why autistic children respond positively to Milo. The only drawback is its enormous price. Milo costs $6,000. Robokind's goal is to try to produce a robot that will be affordable for home use. Studies show that children who first interacted with the robot were more responsive to human beings. It seems that Milo has achieved its purpose. However, there is still no research that has checked if this improvement lasts. Answer questions 1 to 8 in English according to the article. In questions 1, 2, 4, and 8, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What do we learn about Brian in lines 1 to 5? 1. Which technology autistic children prefer? 2. Why he suffers from autism? 3. When he responds to other people? 4. Why he has a problem interacting with other people? 2. Robokind created Milo because, lines 6 to 11. 1. It is a charming robot. 2. Autistic children are good at technology. 3. Autistic children love to play with it. 4. It suffers from autism. 3. How do you know that Robokind's decision to create Milo was good? Lines 6 to 11. Answer. 4. Why are feelings like sadness, happiness, and fear mentioned in line 13? 1. To show in what way Milo is similar to a human child. 2. To describe which feelings a human child can express. 3. To explain which social skills Milo is good at. 4. To introduce basic functions that Milo can perform. 5. Put a tick by the two correct answers. What do we learn from lines 12 to 21? 1. Why Milo doesn't express his feelings. 2. How Milo resembles human beings. 3. Why Milo has only one problem. 4. When Milo makes eye contact. 5. How Milo is different from human beings. 6. Where Milo was invented. 6. Name one reason why autistic children respond positively, line 19, to Milo. Answer. 7. What is the main problem in using Milo at home? Line 16 to 21. Answer. 8. What do studies show us about Milo? Lines 22 to 24. 1. Why this invention is successful. 2. Why the improvement in children's communication doesn't last. 3. Why Milo communicates with children. 4. Why the robot is more responsive to human beings. Part 2. Written presentation. 30 points. Write 70 to 90 words in English on the following topic. Pay attention to correct grammar, spelling, and punctuation. 9. Describe an invention, such as cell phones, the internet, cars, and so on, that has influenced your life. Explain in what way it has changed your life.